This is Rad Radio. It's just like Groundhog Day. Every year they pull Dawn out of a hole, and if she sees her shadow, it's another year of awful radio. So far, she has a perfect record. And now, back to Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
We got this email, R-A-D at radradio.com from Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
Says, I'm hoping to say happy birthday to my baby daddy, Bernie. We both love the show, and he likes to make fun of me because during arguments or debates, I'll say, oh, yeah, well, Rob says.
He loves that.
Our kids are 8 and 6, and they asked if you would play the Punch You in the Face song for their dad today.
happy birthday, now eat your f***ing cake. Happy birthday, or we'll punch you in the face.
Passive aggressiveness from the children there to refer to it as that towards their father. We have a running out of days to enjoy, Kyle's redone version of the Food News song. Like the Fat Rob line feels like it might be a limited edition item. We'll see. For now.
Fat Rob is fun.
I am plateaued. My appetite is plateaued, but we'll see. You can go to radradio.com. You go to the stupid store. You can get
the
super size store.
We got the coffee mug, which Brandon, you were pointing out to me the intricacies, the details.
Yes.
Of the actual, because I have not spent a lot of time like staring at the logo that was created against my permission.
I want a coffee mug.
Yeah, so the coffee mug is my favorite item because when you can just take it anywhere. You can't wear the sweatshirt all the time.
Yeah.
But the attention to detail I was telling you about was actually the promo image that I just posted on our social media pages.
Okay. Did it fit?
It was a tight one, okay. But it fit. I had to take an actual picture of Rob, which is his belly is out over his pants, which are undone because the pants can't contain
said
belly.
That's not an actual photo of me.
It is.
That looks like you.
You just woke up out of bed.
No.
Yeah, and so
you don't remember.
In the promo image, there's a bunch of pretzel sticks in your pocket. Mustard stains on your white t-shirt.
Because I do love pretzels and mustards.
There's a nice little cloud of crop dust.
Wonderful.
Coming out of your pants.
On the promo, stupid store.
Yeah, but it was a live action photo.
Which has the Fat Rob line at radradio.com. Which does bring us to the revamped version of the theme song for Food News.
Food is what makes Rob super fat. He's eating mayonnaise straight from the vat.
No, that's
dude,
not true.
Dude, for real, that's one too many meals. Soon your pants will not fit your waist.
They're fine.
Dude, seriously, dude, you're eating way too much food. It's time for Rob to start a diet.
And what we learned in the newest episode of the Probcast, that's episode 1 of season 2, that's available now on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, is that Christina, your wife, said that you have to take multiple trips to the grocery store at least once a day, I think she said.
There was a time period there, yes, in the beginning stages of substituting appetite for alcohol where I realized, oh my God, I'm about to run out of the prepackaged ranch dip or whatever. Or I'm
cheeks.
Low. There's less than a quarter of a bag of pretzels.
Oh no.
And I have to get my backup bag. Uh-huh. So yes, I would run down to the store.
You were running?
No. It's the familiar version. I waddled down to my car and drove.
Right. That sounds like
he rolled in.
Oh, yeah. And he didn't go into the store. He did curbside.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Obviously, the truth is I Instacarted it. Why would I? Mean I don't have enough energy. Mm-hmm. Being 175 pounds, there's no way I could even walk to my car to make a store trip.
And then use that claw thing to get it from the front porch because you can't walk outside because you can't fit through the front door.
Well, but you know what I heard. The Instacart driver said with like this big hand that was like, "Argh!" That's all they saw was the hand.
Give me that.
So food news is news about food. We'll actually focus on Kyle and his ongoing feud with Taco Bell.
Oh, good. I'm so upset. Did they bring back the lava sauce? Are we going to talk about that?
They did not. That I know of.
Son of a bitch.
They did not, which I know is only the beginning of your many problems with Taco Bell, which you still will patronize at your leisure. You're just mad at them.
I am. I really want the Taco Bell lava sauce back.
You could say that Kyle has a beef with Taco Bell.
Have you X'd them or emailed them? Or
Yeah, I've emailed. I don't get a response. They go, oh, Kyle again. Ha! Nope, in the burn pile.
Yeah, they blocked him, I think, on their end.
Yeah, but they have those cameras at the drive-thru, so they know I'm still going.
Taco Bell is bringing back their very popular nacho fries. Now, as I understand it, they're bringing back all the versions, and they've had they've got a new one that they're adding as well. And they're going to stick around longer. Than usual. Although,
isn't that nice of them?
Oh,
just in time for summer.
We don't know how long. That's the weird thing.
Yeah, and that's always a little off because sometimes you go and you're like, oh, it's day three. I might as well give it a try now. And they're like, oh, we sold out. Sorry. And then you come back the next day and you're like, we still haven't restocked.
Yeah. And it's supposed to still be in stock. And then they get restocked for a day. And then, oh, the limited run is over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a heavier item. They should bring this out in the fall and the winter. It's like that's when you want those kind of comfort foods, right?
Yeah, but I mean, picnics and
you don't think people care.
I don't think Taco Bell cares. I think all they care about is will people buy it. And I'm sure they've done the market research that that you just eat the Taco Bell nacho fries, you pop an Ozempic, you're fine.
Exactly.
Welcome to America, 2024. So I love this. They say it'll be, is today the 24th?
Yeah, right? No, 25th.
Oh, it's today then. Today. Yeah. It's back on the menu today.
All right.
And it'll stay on its national members for, quote, its longest run. But they didn't give us an exact date. So it'll be longer than any other time that the fries have come back, but we don't know how long.
Lies. Is it a day longer than the last time? Because they don't specifically say.
They're covered if that's what happens.
Months longer than the last time.
Nope.
They are covered if it's one day.
Longest run. That's all you got to say. And it's coming back with a new version, which is paired with the secret Aardvark nacho fries. That's what they're
Aardvark?
Called.
Aardvark? What the hell?
Thanks to a partnership with the hot sauce company Secret Aardvark. Have you ever
heard
hot sauce?
Of it.
Anybody? No. Any hot sauce guys that have heard of that? No? Okay. The fries come seasoned with their familiar Mexican spices, topped with slow roasted chicken, a three cheese blend, sour cream, nacho cheese sauce, and pico de gallo, all of which is dippable in Aardvark sauce made with green tomatoes, roasted tomatillos, and serrano and green habanero pepper flavors, all mixed together with zesty ranch for an all-new sauce experience at Taco Bell.
Sounds damn good. And I like this is a good way to get introduced to a new hot sauce.
Which, by brand name, the Aardvark people call this their serrabanero ranch sauce.
Ooh!
Because it's serranos, habanero peppers, and ranch. The latest nacho fries, and you don't have to get the sauce, or you just get the normal nacho fries available as of today.
You know, you can feel good about these because they have chicken.
Yeah, grilled.
Exactly.
Right. Yep.
Can you substitute for steak, though? I mean, I don't know. It's not hitting. It's not landing well with me.
Did you say, have you been able to, I don't know, have they ever done meat? I just get the nacho fries if I go to Taco Bell.
You just dip, right? In a little cup?
Well, you dip them. I don't dip them.
Oh,
I just
right.
eat
You're
the
not
fries.
A dipper.
Were you able to, when they went to loaded nacho fries, could you get steak then?
I'm sure you could, Kyle. Did you ask?
No, these haven't come out yet.
They're
here
the
today.
The last version. When they did the loaded.
No, because the last one was a steak version, so I didn't even have to even try to substitute.
Okay.
Well, I know that I use the Taco Bell app. This isn't a commercial for Taco Bell. It's just I like to use the app because you can customize the items way more than you can on like the DoorDashes or any of those things.
Yeah.
So that might be an option, Kyle, if you check it out.
Speaking of
Kyle, anyways, we got this email, RED@radradio.com from Juan.
Takes Juan to know Juan.
Juan is part Mexican.
Says, Kyle, I'm not sure if you remember meeting me this past weekend at a big box store. I am Juan, the Pepsi vendor.
Yes, okay. I am very happy to have ran into Juan. He is my savior.
You were very curious about the creamy coconut Dr. Pepper, which is releasing officially Wednesday, May 1st. They will, however, be limited edition and only be on sale until the end of July. It was so nice meeting you.
Yeah, he did. I went into the big box store and I was looking for the creamy coconut because I didn't hear that it wasn't out yet. Mm-hmm. And I had to settle on the cream soda version of Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
But either way, it was okay. I can't wait to try the coconut one. I hope it's a little better.
So you're gonna have more choices in the flavored soda world because soda consumption has been falling in America for more than two decades.
Mm.
So soda companies are turning to unique and limited time offerings to attract consumers and boost interest in their category by basically mimicking what we've all turned to, which are these flavored waters, probiotic things that are still filled with sugar and all the same crap.
Ooh, but they got the probiotics.
Right.
Exactly.
We're getting in our sodas, but somehow we feel like we're cleansing our gut with the enzymes or whatever.
Yeah.
I have no idea. So Pepsi is rolling out a new limited edition flavor, which is geared towards summer grilling.
Okay.
So they're upping their game to where they're pairing. It's like a wine that goes with a certain dish. This is a soda that goes with grilling.
You know, I like this because I don't like having... Traditionally, if I'm out grilling, I want to have a soda at least on ice. Because if you're just having a can of soda while you're grilling, it gets warm. It's not refreshing. I like the idea of a beverage geared more towards that. That's like a soft drink like that.
The soda company says it's furthering their strategy to pair their sodas with certain foods and occasions. So I'm not just being funny. They're going down that road. Oh, you're having fish, you should have a white wine. Mm. Oh, you're having beef, you should have a red wine. Oh, you're grilling, you should have a Pepsi. In recent years, Pepsi has rolled out other flavors, such as the Pepsi S'mores collection, which was Pepsi with a hint of s'mores.
Dude, the marshmallows are so good. It was really good, and even the Peeps one was good, too.
What about, did you try the Pepsi Cracker Jack? They had that.
No, what? I didn't even hear about that one.
That came and went. Pepsi Apple Pie?
No! Oh,
okay.
God, of course they came and went. They sound awful.
Pepsi has debuted their new limited edition peach and lime flavors for summer.
What? All right. No.
The company says the tangy citrus bite of lime and the plush sweetness of a ripe peach are popular in nostalgic summertime flavor profiles. Huh. Pepsi added that the new drinks provide... So there's one of each. They're not together.
Oh, okay.
There's
Pepsi
lime and there's Pepsi peach.
Oh.
Says, and that's geared toward grilling?
Yes, yes. Pepsi says the drinks provide a, quote, sweet and refreshing flavor to pair with the bold, dynamic, and smoky, savory flavors from the grill. Duh.
Okay, well,
how did you need to be told that?
Put a lot of thought into that.
Yeah, this is right up my alley. Whenever I go to a restaurant, I ask for my Pepsi or Coke with a slice of lime in it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it just elevates it way more.
It
and so this sounds great, especially the peach one.
Okay. Yeah, they used to have the Pepsi Twist, which was really good back in the day, too. So I'm on board with Brandon with the lime version.
And what was the twist? Was it a lemon flavoring?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So they're just going back and grabbing those cans and relabeling them?
Must be.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But, Brando, have you ever gone to a restaurant and ordered a Pepsi with a big hunk of peach in it?
No, but I would try it. I mean, it doesn't sound bad. Like, because they could, like, have a mixture of it, like maybe a little peach juice and some chunks of peach. I wouldn't poo-poo it.
So the reason I like the lime in the Coke is it's a fresh lime.
Yes.
I'm always a little hesitant on when it's the artificial that's going in the soda.
And in a pinch, we have those lemon and lime juices that come in the little containers, like the little ball-shaped ones.
But I'm talking about what are they using, right?
Well, like
I'm envisioning this is going to be very not good lime.
The artificial ones
in the soda.
Not good, but those ones that I'm talking about that you can actually get in the produce section, I know, Rob, it's not as easy as cutting a lime and squeezing the fresh juice in, but in a pinch, it's actually not bad.
Maybe that's what they're using
at
the Pepsi factory. They got a bunch of those.
I mean, all of these flavored things, they're so hit or miss because some of them, they actually nail it. And then others, it's like, this just tastes like chemical.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't know until you try them.
See, I'm a little hesitant with the peach one because I think it might be a little too sweet. It might be because Pepsi is a sweet soda all by itself. The lime kind of gives it that little tart balance. But with peach is usually super sweet flavoring, and I don't want it to be overkill.
Then you want to make sure you're eating a spicy barbecue.
Oh, yeah, good point.
You don't have, you know, one of the mesquite. Honey,
Dawn's not a sommelier. She's a sodaier.
Hold on, Dawn. You're giving me a good idea. Rob, is it you who said that your wife Christina uses Dr. Pepper to marinate ribs with?
Well, that's the official recipe, which you can get in the Rad Cookbook from 2020 at radradio.com in the Stupid Store.
So Pepsi Peach. I mean, it could be a good replacement. I don't know.
To marinate.
Yeah, with instead of the Dr. Pepper. It might. What? Why are you shaking your head?
It would be worth a try, Kyle. Like, because
why don't you do it?
Sodas are great for that kind of stuff. Yeah,
no, thank you.
But meat and peach.
Yeah, doesn't hit me.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, just to show you, this is not unique in any way. Sprite has announced their latest drink, promising it delivers a quote refreshing twist to its classic drink. According to the company, its research and development team went through several rounds of trial and error with their new drink before landing on its flavor and, this is very important, cooling intensity.
Oh, no.
Aww.
Delivering what it believes to be the perfect sip that comes with a cooling sensation that builds upon itself as you drink it. In other words, this is kind of like a different version of a probiotic. A proprietary blend of cooling agents deliver an elevated sensory experience. The more you drink it, the more you cool off. Again, for summertime.
Oh, my God.
The new Sprite, it's called It's called Sprite Chill.
Oh, okay.
And it's
cherry lime flavored Sprite. Again, hit or miss in terms of whether or not they get it right. I'm addicted to these poppy sodas, and some of them are great, some of them are awful. Yeah. But it's all about whether or not they get it. Like they have a cherry limeade, which is fantastic, but they have a grape, which is disgusting. And they have others that are just no, and strawberry lemonade really good. So I don't know if Sprite will nail cherry lime, but it'll be called Sprite Chill.
The chill factor scares me a little bit. It makes me think of menthol.
Yep.
I'm getting a feeling it's going to be similar.
Yeah. Where you were going with that before you mentioned the cherry flavors, I was thinking they were teaming. Sprite was teaming up with Newports.
God. I'm just thinking of the folks that have worked at these soda factories or businesses forever, and they miss the good old days where they can just put out the soda. And now they have to do all these gimmicks and tricks, stand on a street corner, juggle, here, try this. I mean, it's like, God.
I love Brandon's promotional idea where with every can, you get a little cigarette on the side of it.
That's good.
So Sprite needs all the help they can get because I'm now Team Starry. Starry is the superior of those sodas.
Yes.
So 7-Up, Sprite.
Oh, I love
Starry. Starry is so good.
You're such a hipster. You're so like, I'm going to be the cool millennial.
No. Like, if you gave me a blind taste test and like a Sprite, a 7-Up, and a Starry, I would pick Starry every day of the week.
Is Starry the one? Okay.
Sprite's the winner.
Help me out here. Taylor Swift had that guest girl that you guys make fun of her singing or dancing or whatever in the box with her at one of the playoff games. And was she the one at the Super Bowl?
Yes, Ice Spice.
Ice Spice.
Yeah.
We make fun of her because she's disgusting.
Okay, yeah, right.
She's a wretched human.
This was the soda she was promoting,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
But Brandon's pretty spot on because the bubbles and the acidity of the soda are like smaller but crisper. It's a fine champagne almost of soda.
Yeah, for boomers out there, Starry is the artist formerly known as Sierra Mist.
Mm-hmm. But it's better.
Which reinforces why it's terrible.
But
it's
way better than Sierra Mist.
That's why Ice Spice is the perfect spokeswoman, because Starry tastes like I imagine her hoo-hoo does.
Well, apparently it's amazing.
Now I don't want it.
We got a few follow-up emails as we were talking. Brandon wrote in and said, Kyle, I'm looking at the aforementioned Taco Bell app, which is not an endorsement, according to Brandon. You can get steak on the new fries instead of chicken for no extra charge.
Oh, okay, thank you.
If you use the app or if you actually ask, I assume, at the drive-thru.
Yeah, I'm sure they could do that.
Okay. Catherine says, we just got the creamy coconut at the Walmart in Carson City, so yes, it is rolling out.
Sweet.
Yeah, the official release is next Wednesday, I think it is, but it's starting to roll out.
They didn't taste it and tell us?
Yeah. No, why would she? Would you?
Oh, I just saw it.
You don't want it? No, it's just brand. If Kyle wants it bad enough, he'll drive to and from Carson City.
And that's not happening.
It's nice of her to tell us.
That is.
Taco Bell and their nacho fries you now get with aardvark sauce, which is from some aardvark hot sauce company now take this with a grain of Brian because it's from a Brian.
Hey, Brian.
He says, secret aardvark sauce is very good. You have to try it. You can get it at name drop stores here. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, I found a variety pack online. Maybe I'll buy some so that we can taste test them on the air.
Okay, so this will either be a giant hit or a giant miss, especially with the millennials because this is their jam. This is their flavor. This is their thing. Nabisco has announced yet another new Oreo flavor coming out next month. The whole thing actually started as a joke back in 2022 when a doctored photo of exactly what they're now selling tagged Oreo and said, what if we actually made them? And now here we are 2 years later, and they are releasing on May 6th, Sour Patch Kids flavored Oreos.
That sounds like overkill.
Wow.
With chocolate? I mean, is it, what kind of cookie are we talking?
That's my question.
That's going to be the key?
Because if it's chocolate, but if it's a vanilla cookie, maybe.
Because this sour thing, I love me a good sour now and then, but this is overtaken.
Yeah.
The millennials. Sour Patch Oreos. So, but you do care. All right, I got it for you.
Yeah.
The cookie resembles a golden Oreo.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
But the cookie is Sour Patch Kids flavored. And the feature and has colorful infusions, and then the cream inside is filled with even more multicolored sour sugar inclusions.
No.
So yeah. It's not even your vanilla cookie. It's a sour cookie and sour cream and sour icing or whatever they call
it. Yeah, that doesn't sound good. The good part about Oreos is they taste delicious in milk, and then the whole sour aspect dipping in milk just sounds disgusting.
Sour milk.
Yeah. Take the milk thing out of it. It's too much.
Because you're not a child?
That. Okay. And the sour on sourness is not a... You have to have that balance of a vanilla cookie to offset the sourness and the creaminess of the filling. That's the only way I think it could work. Otherwise, it's just a Sour Patch Kid in the form of a cookie.
Yeah, we're going to have to dip it in Starry, Brandon.
No dipping. What? I don't dip my cookies.
Because it's sour.
I wonder if people that like maybe are more true Sour Patch Kids, like this is what they would want, an actual cookie that tastes like Sour Patch, but it's in the form of a cookie. And I'm wondering, my niece Queenie that used to be on the show, like she would eat Sour Patch for dinner. I mean, like that, yes. I'd be like, dinner's ready. She's like, I ate. I'm like, you ate? And she'd hold her back. And like, I'm just wondering if you're that hardcore with it. You're like, yes, Sour Patch, but in an Oreo.
The older I get, the more like Dawn I get in the sense of traditionalist Oreo cookie is the only Oreo cookie. Like, I'm to the point where I need to get those blue tins of shortbread cookies because that's all I want anymore.
I get the answer's money, but Oreo has no business playing around with Sour Patch Kids. I think like if Red Vines adopted this concept and made like a Sour Patch Kid Red Vine, that might be a good alternative.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, there's also a whole merch line. The Oreo and Sour Patch Kids brands are dropping an exclusive merch line, including like bucket hats, cross body bags, hair clips, socks. They have both Sour Patch and Oreo logos on them.
See, I don't understand this trend where kids want to get pillows of Talkie chips. You know, they look like chip bags, and people are wearing the pants with the boots with the fur, and they're hanging off their butts. But they also have like the Sour Patch Kids logos all over them.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm an old man on my porch. Yeah. Get off my lawn. But like they just look like a NASCAR with all these brands all over you.
I think that's part of the fun of being a kid. That you can like have all that crazy stuff, the pillow that's shaped like it. Yeah. Right? Like the Oreo cookie or the t-shirt with the Oreo cookie and it's all like probably tie-dye or whatever.
See, I'd give you that the kids. Yes, give it to the kids, but these are like grown adults buying this and wearing them out in public.
Well, when I say kids, I mean that could go all the way up to 25 years old.
Cuz you're elderly.
Yes, because I mean, I'm very old.
25. A 40-year-old's a puppy.
Yeah, honestly, they are. When I hear someone's 40 and they're like, I'm like, oh, dear God.
Yeah, you just wait. The things, the pains, the problems.
Can't wait.
We're going to play Treble Trouble right now. We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. If you win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing tomorrow morning to have them upgraded to front row tickets. You get a 3-second song clip. You tell us the title of the song and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the song title,
get off my lawn with your Sour Patch Kid pants.
Droplets everywhere and no winner. 888-989-9811 for Treble Trouble.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.